For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And just a reminder, they have a fabulous sale going on right now through July 16th. So get over to the store or go online. Now you can stock up and save on this big summer sale. It's 30% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off on body care products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and this is a reminder to join Kevin next week. He will be talking about novel treatments for seizure disorders. Now, today's guest is Dr. Amy Myers, a leader in functional medicine and a New York Times best-selling author of The Autoimmune Solution and also the book The Thyroid Connection. Our subject is healing thyroid disease. I want to give you a little background on Dr. Myers. She received her doctorate in medicine from LSU Health Sciences Center and spent 5 years working in emergency medicine before training with the Institute of Functional Medicine. She has helped thousands around the world recover from chronic illness through her dietary-based program, The Myers Way. And she has created multiple interactive ebooks and e-courses to guide readers through her revolutionary approach to health. Her blog and website serve as a beacon of hope to many sufferers of chronic disease and autoimmune conditions. So welcome to the show, Dr. Amy Myers.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, this is a good subject, and we do talk more and more about autoimmunity. So I'll just let you get started on our subject and give some background, more background on yourself if you'd like, and your story, and we'll just take it from there.
Sure. So the reason that I get up every day and I'm so passionate about doing what I do and why I wrote the books, The Autoimmune Solution and The Thyroid Connection, are because of my own personal story with a autoimmune disease of my thyroid. I talk about my sort of full story in both books, so I'll give an abbreviated version here, which is that I grew up with parents who were very health-minded oriented. We grew, we had a garden, and my mother made homemade whole wheat bread, and we made yogurt as a child, and so I wasn't growing up on junk food. At 14, I thought I was being very healthy and became a vegetarian and didn't eat meat for 27 years. I joined the Peace Corps and was working with rural farmers, also doing cooking classes and nutrition and gardening, organic gardening and farming with them, and came back to the States realizing I wanted to be a physician. In medical school, I was president of the Complementary and Alternative Interest Group and knew one day I'd be doing functional medicine, although I just didn't know what it was at the time. But I, you know, wanted to get an MD degree, but wanted a sort of a holistic approach. So I took all my electives with integrative doctors. In my second year of medical school, I started getting tremors and panic attacks and insomnia and was losing weight. And, finally I had this tremor that sent me to the doctor. And once I got there, she told me, oh, this is just medical school stress. You're a typical second year student. You're thinking that you have every disease that you're learning about. And I said, well, no, this cannot be stress. I've survived the Peace Corps. My mother had very unexpectedly died the year before of pancreatic cancer, and I just had never responded to stress before like this. And so I sat there and insisted that she do a full comprehensive workup on me. And about a week later, she called me back. And again, I'm not really sure if she apologized, but she did tell me that I had an autoimmune disease of my thyroid called Graves' disease. So my thyroid was attacking itself, and it was becoming overactive, which is why I was having all of those terrible symptoms of anxiety and panic and insomnia and tremors and weight loss. And in conventional medicine, they give you three options for that. One is to take really harsh medication. One is to blow up your thyroid with iodine-131. The other is to surgically remove your thyroid. And none of those sounded great to me, so I kind of went back to my roots of natural medicine and tried that for a while, and that wasn't helping. So I begrudgingly tried the medication and started feeling worse, and about a month later went back to the doctor, and the medication was destroying my liver. I had toxic hepatitis, a one in a million reaction to this medicine, but that was me. I was having it. So I was ordered to get into bed and not do anything until that had fully resolved, and had to pick, did I want to do the thyroid ablation or the surgery? And again, long story short, I eventually chose the ablation because I knew of no other choice. I searched high and low for alternative treatments or integrative treatments, and there was nothing really out there. And so I don't have a thyroid, and I feel like conventional medicine really failed me. And so it's my mission to not have it fail other people. I have since, I went into emergency medicine and worked there, as you mentioned, for 5 years, and then eventually found my way to functional medicine in the Institute for Functional Medicine, and did 2 years of training with them, and opened my own clinic in Austin, Texas, where I treat people from around the world with thyroid conditions, autoimmune conditions, and frankly, any chronic condition. And I have since helped many people reverse thousands of people reverse lots of autoimmune diseases between my clinic and the book, but more specifically also Graves' disease. So that's always bittersweet for me to be able to help somebody who was in my boat to not have to go through what I went through, but also just a little, you know, oh, wish I had known about me and functional medicine back when I was going through what I was going through. So that's what gets me up every day and why I do what I do and why I've created the programs that I have and written the books that I have.
Well, there's nothing like becoming more of an expert when it happens to you. And so that was your experience. And it led you to helping so many other people. And I'm sure you're aware of that. And I'm sure your patients appreciate and the readers. You've got a lot of good information.
Yeah, I always tell people that I understand, you know, autoimmunity and the thyroid, you know, not only from a physician medical perspective, you know, a conventional medicine perspective, I understand it from a functional medicine perspective, and I certainly understand it as a patient. When people are sitting there telling me, can you believe my doctor said this, or they wanted me to do that, or I can't believe they missed that, and I'm like, yeah, I know. I see it every day, and I experienced it myself, so...
Well,
it happened.
Good for you. Good for you. And we know that autoimmune conditions are increasing exponentially, it seems.
And they are 50-fold over the, threefold over the last 50 years.
Wow. That's a lot. When you think how long humans have been on this planet, that's a huge increase in a very short period of time.
Absolutely.
So let's start the discussion about the diet links. And you talk about it on your website and the autoimmune solution. What is the connection you see between diet inflammation and chronic disease? I think this is important.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about inflammation, or I talk about in the autoimmune solution, this idea of a spectrum, you know, of autoimmune spectrum, that low end is, you know, no inflammation or little inflammation. Maybe you're having some joint pain occasionally, irritable bowel, you have some acne, you have, you know, some eczema, you know, that's sort of mild to moderate inflammation. And it works its way all the way to autoimmunity, potentially at some point for some people. And why does it do that? Well, I really believe, and through the work of Alessio Fasano at Harvard, who's the leading researcher on leaky gut, is that that's really one of the factors that needs to be there for autoimmunity to tip over. And if you think about it, you're thinking, you know, what does gut have to do with any of this? Well, nearly 80% of our immune system is sitting right there in our gut. Our gut is one cell layer thick, and right under it is our immune system. So if you're having any sort of inflammation or autoimmunity, likely you have a leaky gut and there's gut involvement going on, even if you have no digestive symptoms. And then if you think about it, you know, what are we doing every day? What is our gut getting exposed to? Well, of course, you know, we're breathing in, you know, viruses and bacteria and you know, whatever passes through our nasal passages and doesn't get trapped there and into our lungs can make its way down into our digestive system. But more importantly, we're eating every day. And so every day we're introducing foreign objects into our body that our body has to process. And depending on what kind of diet you're eating, if you're eating all whole, fresh foods, organic, you know, meats, organic vegetables and fruits, our body knows what to do with those. When we're ingesting these, you know, Franken foods, processed foods, things that our body has never seen, man-made chemicals, our body doesn't know what to do with that. And then you add this process of leaky gut on top of it, where our gut is normally semi-permeable. You know, as we're digesting our food, we break it down into teeny tiny particles. And then those little teeny tiny particles get absorbed across our gut. That's how we, you know, absorb our food and our nutrients. But as our gut becomes leaky, they're called tight junctions. I like to think of it as a drawbridge. The little boats can get through and they're supposed to. The big boats aren't really supposed to get in unless the drawbridge is open. And when the drawbridge is open and it's open for a sustained amount of time, then these big boats can get through that were never meant to get through. So big particles of food, like the gluten molecule or the casein molecule, things that were never meant to be able to get into our bloodstream do. It even happens with viruses and bacteria, things that, and toxins that were never meant to get into our bloodstream, and they do. And there's our immune system sitting right there going, whoa, hold up, what's this? That's not supposed to be here. And it begins to go on high alert, creating more inflammation, attacking, creating damage. And then eventually, you know, that system can go on and create autoimmunity. And there's several different mechanisms that it can do that, but one of which is called molecular mimicry, that this gluten molecule looks very similar, say, to the thyroid molecule. There's studies showing it does, and our body gets confused because it's on high alert, it's on high attack, it knows this gluten molecule is foreign, the whole immune system rushes in, there are all these inflammatory cells there to treat it, and then they get super confused, and they end up attacking the thyroid. So really what we eat every day can influence, you know, if it's not supposed to be there, if we already have a leaky gut, but foods in and of themselves can create leaky gut. There's a whole host, and we could spend an hour talking about this, but, you know, the fact that we're born by C-section and not getting our good bacteria, we're not being breastfed, we're getting antibiotics, and then a whole host of other medications like acid-blocking medications, birth control pills, antibiotics, of course, I've already said that, and steroids and NSAID medications for inflammation, those all create leaky gut. Stress creates leaky gut. Toxins can create leaky gut. And then foods like gluten and casein and these genetically modified foods like soy and corn and, you know, the Roundup on the food we're realizing now is, can cause leaky gut. So you put all that in and we kind of have this perfect storm. And so the big part of what my programs are in my book and what I do with my patients is to change their diet. We're really changing the diet and trying to fix the gut all at one time. And in changing the diet, we're getting off these toxic and inflammatory foods, at least for 30 days, if not for longer for some people, while they're reversing their autoimmune disease.
Well, that's the best explanation in really a short period of time. You really covered it well. And we share some colleagues. Alessio Fasano used to be at the University of Maryland, and I've lectured with him on autism. And he had his fascinating article in the 2007 Scientific American on celiac, and that was the first time a professional talked about leaky gut and put it on the map. So you've had some wonderful experiences, and I'm delighted with your explanations. We're going to continue this discussion in the second segment. And for those of you who have just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And just a reminder, the Village Green's your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can join us next week for Kevin's interview on novel treatments for seizure disorders. Today's guest is Dr. Amy Myers. She's a leader in functional medicine and a New York Times bestselling author of The Autoimmune Solution and also the book The Thyroid Connection. Our subject is healing thyroid disease. And we're going to continue the discussion. In the first segment, Dr. Myers, you did a beautiful job of explaining autoimmunity, the connection to diet, the reactions the body has to certain particles, and that concept of leaky gut, which we've known about for decades, but finally seems to be more well understood by professionals and the public. So you did an excellent job of explaining that. Where do you want to go from here on the discussion?
Well, first, I'd like to say that for anybody listening out there that doubts leaky gut, as you mentioned, it was on the cover of Scientific American in 2007. And since that time, you know, Dr. Fasano, as well as others, have published, you know, hundreds of articles surrounding this. So if your doctor really doesn't recognize leaky gut, they're just not up on the latest research. It's not a fad. It's not something that's quackery. It's not just in the alternative medicine field. So if your doctor doesn't know about that, it's really that they're not up on the latest research. And any, you know, search of PubMed, which is one of the main places we go for scientific journal publications, any simple search there, you'll see hundreds of articles all about leaky gut. So just, you know, for your listeners, probably most of them are in the more open-minded, you know, listening to this in general, but those that go to their doctor and their doctor's not open-minded. Well, you know, in the book, I talk about, obviously, food and gut as being two main factors involved in setting the stage for autoimmunity and also thyroid disease or thyroid dysfunction, as I call it. We can certainly move into the other areas that I talk about, depending on you and how you'd like to address them, but certainly, infections, stress, and toxins also play a role in both thyroid dysfunction and autoimmunity. So I can talk about, you know, any one of those going on from here.
Well, I think that would be excellent. Going more into the thyroid issue with the leaky gut and also, let's talk about the clean foods as well that help promote.
Sure. And actually, let me just back up a second as we're focusing on thyroid and really because that's something that separates this book from my original book, The Autoimmune Solution, is just, you know, why do we have this thyroid epidemic right now and why is it so underdiagnosed? You know, there are probably many of your listeners out there who have heard, you know, oh, I'm tired and I'm gaining weight, and my hair is falling out, or maybe had an experience like me where everything was revved up and they had anxiety and they can't sleep and they're losing weight. It happens far less common, but, you know, it certainly happens. And they've gone to their doctor and, you know, their friend said, well, get your doctor to test your thyroid. And they say, well, they did. And that's not what it was. And they put me on antidepressant medication, or they put me on birth control pills to regulate my cycles, or I'm not getting pregnant and I've had to go do fertility treatments. And so those are things that are happening day in and day out. And maybe the larger question here as we focus on thyroid before I get into how I, you know, uncover the root cause of thyroid is why do we have so much thyroid dysfunction and why are doctors not picking it up? You know, Synthroid is the number one prescribed medication in the United States. There are 22 to 25 million people with thyroid disease diagnosed, and there's probably up to maybe 50 million people who have not been diagnosed. About 90% of people don't realize that they actually have a thyroid condition. And that is, you know, really because of three factors. One is that, as I've already mentioned, many of the symptoms, particularly when we're talking about low thyroid or hypothyroidism, is that the symptoms are very vague. People feel tired. Their hair might be falling out. They have menstrual irregularities. They might feel moody or depressed. And many of these symptoms can be symptoms of other things, not thyroid at all. The symptoms might come and go, or they might only be one symptom at a time. And so doctors, you know, don't have time to listen to patients. And so they're not putting the pieces together. And then when they do listen, they might be thinking, oh, well, this woman, you know, just had a death in her family, so it's depression, it's not her thyroid. Or this woman's 46 years old, so she's going through perimenopause. So it's just that, it's not her thyroid. So, you know, the first is, or maybe that you're a man, you know, this happens 8 to 9 times more frequently in a woman than a man. And so frequently men don't even get their thyroid checked because most doctors don't think, oh, this can happen to a man. So I think the first thing is that doctors aren't even checking for your thyroid. So that's the first problem. The second problem is that when they do check, they're typically only checking one lab, and that's called a TSH, a thyroid stimulating hormone. And that's the main sort of in conventional medicine gold standard to check for thyroid dysfunction. But that marker is really only looking at what your pituitary is doing. It's something called a negative feedback loop in our body between our brain and our thyroid and the rest of the cells in our body as to do we need thyroid hormone. And that's really just signaling the brain that you need more thyroid hormone. It doesn't really tell us what your thyroid hormone is doing in your body. And so doctors typically just rely on that one test. And, you know, that may or may not show your dysfunction. For a lot of people, it doesn't at all. What really people need to be checking is something called a free T4 and a free T3. And I'll quickly just give you a sense of how the thyroid works for those that this is new to. Our thyroid produces T4, and most all of the hormone in our body is T4. It's the storage hormone. Our body then goes in and converts that into T3. T3 can do one of two things. It can become free T3, which we call the gas, or it can become reverse T3, which is the break. And so the gas or the free T3 goes into every cell in our body, and it fuels our body, and it gives us energy, and it keeps our hair from falling out. It keeps us warm and, you know, keeps us from gaining weight and keeps our brain working properly. And many, many people have problems converting T4 to T3. And that is one of the biggest areas that I see in my practice, is that that is where the problem lies, is not in the TSH per se or even in the T4, but in the free T3. And most doctors out there are not checking free T3. So they're completely missing the boat. So one, they're not even checking. If they do check, they're only checking a TSH. They're not checking a free T3, free T4. I could get into antibodies about screening for autoimmunity. These antibodies come out, you know, 5 years or more before disease actually gets diagnosed. And so they're not even checking antibodies.
You know, so that's important. And I'm thrilled with what you're telling us, because this is what we've been doing in alternative medicine. I'm always shocked that traditional medicine hasn't progressed in this area to the degree that they should have. And doing the ATA and the TPO, the peroxidase, has been very helpful in addition to the free T4, free T3, and the reverse T3. So this is good information because patients can ask the questions, but the problem is many physicians aren't aware. So you're a good resource for the patient, for themselves, and for sharing the information with their physicians.
Absolutely. And I explained to me my book, The Thyroid Connection, is which will be out September 27th, is about how to work with your doctor. And I explain all of this in the book. I have a letter to your doctor. I have, you know, here, request these labs. And then we get to our next point, which is that even if you're lucky enough to get those labs, or even if you just got a TSH, but even if you were super lucky and you got a free T4 or a free T3, doctors are looking at a reference range that is way too broad.
Yes,
in 2002, yes. The Academy of Endocrinology said this needs to be tightened. When they were figuring out what is the reference range, and if people don't know what that is, it's, you know, when you get your blood work, there's a range. You know, at TSH, they'll say the normal range is 0.5 to 4.5. And the Academy of Endocrinology, I mean, endocrinologists are the people who are, you know, sort of over the thyroid. They recommended that this is way too broad because when they were coming up with the reference range, they realized that they got a bunch of people who were sick with thyroid disease.
Exactly.
They had people. So the reference range is based on people with thyroid disease. So if they'd taken healthy individuals, they realized an optimal range is more around 1 to 2, or even lower if you're on thyroid hormone. And so they said that this reference range should be short, you know, the gap should be closed down to, I think it was like 3.0. And then they later they reversed that thought, but many people believe that this reference range is way too broad. And so even if you get your TSH drawn or get a free T4 and then your doctor's looking at it and you're within quote unquote normal range, it does not mean you're in optimal range. So that's a whole nother ball of wax of why people are getting misdiagnosed. I mean, if you have antibodies and your TSH is, you know, even 2.2 and you have symptoms, I would have you follow my program and see if we can, you know, get those ranges to come back and more optimal. And then if not, we would go on supplemental thyroid hormone. And so, you know, there are many reasons that the thyroid can't be optimized. You know, there are a lot of nutritional deficiencies that we can get into, vitamin deficiencies that you need to make your thyroid hormone and then to convert your thyroid hormone from T4 to T3. And we are simply living in a toxic world with leaky guts and we're stressed out and people are converting more to reverse T3 and they don't have the nutrients that they need or they have too many toxins in the way and they're not making that conversion. And I even find in the alternative community, people are checking that free T3, but again, they don't really understand what's optimal versus what is, you know, just falls within the normal reference range. And so, you know, you really need to make sure you're working with somebody who understands this or read my book and take my book with you and say, well, this is what, you know, after treating thousands and thousands of people with thyroid disease, you know, what she's come up with as being optimal for people. And the other two things that I want to say are everybody's completely different. So, you know, you might do great at a free T3 of 3.0. Somebody else needs it to be 4, and somebody else gets jittery at 2.8. So these are guidelines based on what should be optimal. But if you're functioning great at a lower level or a higher level, awesome. Or if you're not, you know, then that needs to be tweaked for you. So not only that, but finding a doctor who's listening to you. I mean, this is really, particularly when it comes to the thyroid, way more of an art than it is a science, or it's an equal combination of the two, for sure.
Very good.
Yeah, that is why it's so underdiagnosed right now.
It sure is. And we're going to continue the conversation in the next segment. For those who have just joined us, you're listening to Dr. Amy Myers, and we're talking about healing thyroid disease. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. You're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And I want to remind you, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, today's guest is Dr. Amy Myers, an exceptional leader in functional medicine and a New York Times best-selling author of The Autoimmune Solution, and also the author of the book The Thyroid Connection. And our subject today is healing thyroid disease. And we have received a wealth of information from you, Dr. Myers, and we're going to continue. Could we talk a little bit about the signs and symptoms of hypo, low thyroid function, versus hyper or high thyroid function?
Sure. Some of the, you know, symptoms that I think people classically think of with low thyroid function is, you know, our thyroid is like our thermostat or our ruler of our metabolism. And so everything slows down when it's low and everything speeds up when it's high. So low typically, and there can be a lot of crossover where some people have symptoms of both. And certainly people as the thyroid is getting inflamed can switch from hyper to hypo. So it is, you know, you don't have to fit classically into one box or the other. You can have signs and symptoms from either, frankly. But typically everything slows down. So mentation, brain fog, depression, being more tired, gaining weight, maybe being constipated, hair falling out, skin being dry, menstrual irregularities, miscarriages. And, you know, these are all kind of like, I don't want to say end-stage symptoms, but, I mean, you can have very subtle symptoms, which, again, goes back to why it's difficult to often diagnose or why people aren't getting testing, because their symptoms are even more vague. They're not, you know, so overt like that. Hyper is the symptoms that I was describing about myself and my story in the beginning, where everything speeds up. Insomnia, anxiety, panic attacks, tremors, weight loss, fast heart rate, anxiety. I mean, your hair can fall out there too. You can have menstrual irregularities and infertility or miscarriages as well there. And then certainly if you have, you can have a goiter, which is an enlarged thyroid, with either one of those. And with Graves' disease, which is what I had, fortunately mine didn't get this far, but you can actually have eye involvement where it's attacking the muscles in the eyes and your eyes can protrude. That's a very classic sort of, for some people it comes on early, for other people it's very sort of end stage of hyperthyroidism.
Yes, that's interesting. When the Bush family moved into the White House, when I first saw Mrs. Bush, I mentioned to someone, she looks like she's developing Graves, and in fact did, and so did the dog in the White House. And there was much discussion about toxic exposures, perhaps from EMFs, from being in the White House, or just stress itself. So let's.
Yeah, I might say toxic mold.
Yeah.
Being how old the White House is, my thought, and probably all the antiques and things in the White House is probably, I would imagine, I've never been in the White House, but it wouldn't surprise me if there is.
Well, I was there about 3 or 4 months ago, and I agree with you. And you can sense it in some of the rooms. So let's talk about toxins a little bit more. It's so important, this environmental impact on gene expression in our lives, and the impact being part of the environment being the toxins.
So, you know, our thyroid is very susceptible to toxins. Our thyroid is the primary gland that has iodine in it. And I mean, we need iodine to make our thyroid hormone. And the downside of that is that there are many things in our environment that disrupt iodine or look very similar to iodine and take its place. So some of the biggest disruptors that I think about when we think about thyroid are what are called the halides. Iodine is a halide, and we have other ones, fluoride, chloride, and bromide, that are, you know, in our water, in our air, in our food. We've taken iodine out of our salt. We've brominated a lot of things. We've fluorinated, you know, our water and our toothpaste. There's chlorine in our water system. And so they displace iodine and disrupt our thyroid that way. There are other chemicals, plastics and perchlorates, that are found in fire retardants and much of our furniture, rugs. Those also act like iodine and displace it. And then mercury also can affect the thyroid. I'm going very quickly because I know we have a lot to cover. And also the plastics, so all the plastics, the big bisphenol A, there are things called endocrine disruptors that are found in plastics and our beauty products, phthalates, parabens. All of these can disrupt the thyroid and mimic estrogen, which can cause us to bind more estrogen, and then it binds more of our thyroid hormone, and it actually can cause our thyroid to not work as well. So we are bombarded every day with very low-level exposures of a lot of different things. And we've realized that, you know, certainly when it comes to autoimmunity, that it's not these big one-time exposures that our government is, you know, obviously going to try to protect us against. It's these chronic low-level exposures that are really creating all the problems for people. One, because, and I talk all about this in both books, just kind of how many of these products are tested and approved by the companies. They're tested in isolation. They're not tested together. And the small amounts, they don't in of themselves cause a problem, but nobody's getting exposed to just one thing a day. The average person, by the time they walk out of the house, has used 10 different body products. And that doesn't, you know, mean that they didn't just sleep on a bed that had fire retardants on it, sat on their sofa, walked on their carpet, and then walked out into the environment where in Texas we have a lot of coal-burning plants and there's mercury in the air. So many, many of these toxins are things that we can't see, we can't feel. They're being, you know, approved as being safe, but, you know, together in the quantities that we're getting them, they're really creating a lot of havoc on our body.
They certainly are, and my background is dentistry as well, and what you mentioned was mercury in the thyroid, and when mercury accumulates in the thyroid from having amalgam fillings, the body then doesn't recognize it itself, and that can bring on an autoimmune attack, and it's not unusual to see the antibodies go up after someone has had fillings placed or fillings removed without doing the safety measures for hygiene, for removing mercury. So it's an important point you bring up. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I think the thing that I bring up, and, I mean, there's all kinds of things in dentistry, too. I have a, you know, I have a whole section on dentistry in general and root canals. And,
yes,
you know, obviously my books are places that people can get more information. I also hosted an autoimmune summit where I interviewed nearly 40 experts on autoimmunity back in 2014, and that's available on my website. And in October, I'm hosting another summit, the Thyroid Connection Summit, where I'm interviewing about 35 experts. And Dr. Stuart Nunley, who's a widely known biological dentist, has been interviewed in both of those. And so I recommend, you know, if people want to get more information, that's a great place besides the book. But in both books, what I really do is give you information so that you understand that this is a problem. But my whole goal in anything that I write, even if you just get on my website, and I have plenty of free blogs for people, I have lots of free information. I have podcasts, all of which are free. And you will see that I'm always offering a solution. And that's, you know, I'm not here to just scare people. I'm here to give you enough information that you realize, hey, I need to wake up. I need to pay attention. Knowledge is power. And then I give you solutions. And so we probably won't have time to get into all of those, but ways in which you can protect yourself by really, you know, looking at organic products, and looking at beauty products that, you know, do not contain these ingredients. Getting HEPA air filters in your home if you can, a simple water filter on your tap and on your shower, which is something most people don't think about. They're very inexpensive. You don't have to get a whole sophisticated house water system. And then, you know, trying to eat as clean as possible within your home, because we're going to go outside and nobody wants to live in a bubble, and you're going to get bombarded with this stuff. So the more you can take action in your own life, in your own personal home, you know, not putting in, you know, carpet if you don't have to, and just really trying to avoid a lot of these things, not eating out of plastic or buying things in plastic and using glass containers and getting a water bottle and carrying it with you that's either glass or stainless steel. These are ways to protect yourself, because I don't live in a bubble. I've traveled to, you know, about 8 different countries, most developing countries, in the last 2 years, and I don't live in a bubble, you know, and I socialize with friends, and I have to travel for work, and I go speak at, you know, places, and I'm not in control of you know, the airplane and the place where I'm going to stay and all that stuff. And so the more you can control in your own environment, or what I say, protect yourself, then you can go out into the real world and just know that that's there, and you're doing the best that you can. So I don't want people in any of this to be overwhelmed. I want them to know that there are things that they can do to really take control of their health, and to, you know, to work with your doctor and to reverse autoimmunity. I mean, I do that all the time with people.
I love that. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Dr. Amy Myers, who is talking to us about healing thyroid disease. And she can be contacted, her website can, and it's, let's see, the website is amymyersmd.com. That's AmyMyersMD.com, and get lots of information. We are going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the solutions for reducing autoimmunity. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please join us next week for Kevin's interview regarding novel treatments for seizure disorders. And a reminder that Village Green has a fabulous big summer sale. Save 30% on Pathway Nutrition products, 25% on other supplements, and 20% on body care products. So take advantage of that. Now, today's guest is Dr. Amy Myers, a leader in functional medicine and a New York Times bestselling author of The Autoimmune Solution and also the book The Thyroid Connection. And our subject has been healing thyroid disease. We've talked about autoimmunity, the increase in autoimmunity, the thyroid and thyroid disease, the underdiagnosis of it. And we've moved toward the solutions, and I do want to give you the contact information for information, the books, the free advice that Dr. Myers provides, and it's www.amymyersmd.com, AmyMyersMD.com. So, Dr. Myers, let's continue our conversation with some information on stress and more solutions for our listeners.
Sure. So, you know, whether we're talking about thyroid disease or conditions, which I'll say, you know, actually most of them are autoimmune in nature, whether we're talking about a different autoimmune disease, certainly the, you know, our stress levels have an enormous impact on our immune system in general. And then, you know, when we're talking about stress and the thyroid, We mentioned earlier about leaky gut, and stress in and of itself can be a contributor of leaky gut. And as we mentioned, when you have leaky gut, then that whole system spirals out of control and we get more inflammation and we get more potential for autoimmunity. So also as our cortisol levels go up in stress, it decreases our thyroid production. It decreases that conversion from T4 to T3 that we talked about that a lot of people are having problems with. It's probably the number one way in which I see people having thyroid dysfunction. And then it also allows more of your T3 to be converted to that reverse T3. So we had talked about free T3 being the active form and the one that keeps us warm and gives us energy, and reverse being the break. And so when you have more stress, you're going to end up with more of your T3 being converted to reverse T3 rather than free T3. Also, when we have stress, we have more cytokines, which are inflammatory cells that come out to fight inflammation. And we have more cytokines, and our body becomes sort of less resistant, our cells, to taking up that thyroid hormone. So it can be something called thyroid resistance. And then, of course, the more stress we have and the more cortisol we have, the more inflammation, then our estrogens are going to rise. And when our estrogens rise, then we bind more of that to certain proteins called thyroglobulin, And that also then binds our thyroid. So that's why, I mean, people, when you get pregnant, if you're on supplemental thyroid hormone, you might notice that you need more. Or when you want, even on birth control pill, is because those hormones have these proteins come out and it binds up more of your thyroid hormone. And so you can't, there's not as much to use. It's why whenever you're testing hormones, it's best to test free hormones, because they're total hormones, which tells us how much is in the body. But it's the free hormones that we know that actually act in the body or go into the cell receptors. So it's the free hormones. And so when you bind up your total hormones, you have less free hormones to go around. And then, you know, when it comes to autoimmunity in general, it's kind of that thought about, you know, when you're out there and you're taking an exam and you have all this energy and you stayed up two nights in a row to study and you've got, you know, you're like, yay, I aced my exam, I'm headed home. All that cortisol comes out and gives you that, you know, that fight. You know, you're ready to fight, you're ready to study for those exams. And then you go to get on the plane, and by the time you get home for Christmas vacation after your exams, you're sick and you have the flu. And it's because our immune system comes out. We have all this cortisol, and the cortisol is there to jack us up, give us the energy. But over time, if we have this sustained jacked up response, it actually suppresses our immune system, which is why then we end up getting sick after something like a really stressful period. You have a relative that dies and you're able to, you know, hold it together through, you know, planning the funeral and the funeral. And then afterwards, you know, a couple of days later, you're in bed sick. It's because you had all that cortisol to jack up your immune system. And then it ultimately ends up suppressing it. And we're just living in this world nowadays where we're all really jacked up all the time, whether it's on sugar or caffeine. We're expected to answer our emails 24/7. We have, you know, just all kinds of things that are keeping us in this wired kind of state that ultimately is suppressing our immune system.
That's well said. And I think we thought we were just going to be more efficient when we have had all these tech improvements, but we're just doing much more. We're filling that time and we're still too busy. And that's a good reminder for all of us. Talk a little bit more about the solutions, specifically what you recommend with regard to diet. You have covered that in general, and also supplements. One of the things that I noticed with patients is that the oral contraceptives can deplete zinc, which ultimately affects glucose control, but also thyroid conversion. And so there are many pathways involved in what you have presented as stressors. They're real pathways, and I think you emphasized that point. These aren't just general concepts. These are black and white. We can test for this. We can see the differences. So I appreciate everything you've been telling us. So a little bit
yes,
more. So
when it comes into the thyroid specifically, I mean, one of the reasons that someone can have that dysfunction of converting T4 to T3 is, you know, we've discussed it, you know, there can be stressors that impact that, toxins that can impact that, there are infections that can impact that as well. We didn't get into that, but they can read more about that in the book. But there are nutrients also, nutrient depleted, because we're living in a soil area that soil is depleted. We're not eating the diets our ancestors used to eat. We have leaky guts, so we're not absorbing the nutrients that we used to get. And then we have all of these toxins displacing our nutrients as well. So, you know, just quickly, specifically to the thyroid, you know, you need iodine, you need tyrosine, you need selenium. There are many places where just, you know, people aren't getting enough selenium, and that can really just do the trick for people. I recommend about 200 micrograms a day. Zinc, as you mentioned, is needed to convert T4 to T3. We need iron. Women need to have a ferritin check, not just your iron levels, and have a ferritin, which is the marker of iron storage, and a level of 50 to 100. And that's, again, needed to convert T4 to T3. We need omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D, B vitamins and vitamin A. So, I mean, you can see, how, you know, what all is really needed for the thyroid to function properly in places where things can go wrong. So just kind of quickly, because I know we're going to be wrapping it up soon, is that, you know, where, you know, what do, how do I approach a patient when they come in, whether they're a thyroid patient strictly or, likely those with that I'm seeing with thyroid disease or thyroid dysfunction usually have autoimmunity. Or how am I affect, you know, seeing somebody with autoimmunity? And that's really in functional medicine. I'm trying to get to the root cause. So that's the difference between conventional medicine and functional medicine. Conventional medicine ends with the diagnosis, and functional medicine begins with that diagnosis and looks for the root cause. And so in both areas, whether it's thyroid or autoimmunity, I'm really looking at, you know, this idea of leaky gut and working to fix somebody's gut. I'm looking at what they're eating and putting them on a, what I call the Myers Way diet, and that is, at least those with autoimmunity, we're not eating any grains or legumes because of the lectin contents and the gliadins in them. Definitely getting off gluten, dairy, soy, corn, sugar, caffeine. We're doing all this for about 30 days or longer till we are able to reverse that autoimmune disease. And then, you know, you can gradually add some things back in and see how you respond. I never recommend somebody add back in gluten or dairy with either of these conditions. So we're dealing with the gut and we're looking at the diet. We're then looking at their toxic burden. So again, I talk about this in both books. And, you know, ways to reduce that toxic burden and maybe even looking at heavy metals in people. That, of course, will require a, you know, practitioner to do. And thinking about, we mentioned in the White House, toxic molds is a big, big problem these days with certainly here in Austin living in a humid climate. And then we've had all this flooding around the country and, you know, hurricanes that are happening. So this is big problems even in areas that aren't super humid or prone to molds before, they're having big mold problems. Then we're looking at someone's stress level and ways to reduce that. In the Thyroid Connection, I have an entire chapter on suggested ways to help manage your stress. We can't completely get rid of it, but what to do. And then we're also healing infections. So there's some infections that can either cause leaky gut or infections that can cause your body to, you know, attack itself. This is in the mainstream literature as well. Certain infections through that concept that I talked about earlier of molecular mimicry, where the infection itself looks like certain body tissues, and the, again, the immune system gets confused. So by working through those sort of five factors, I'm able to help people reverse their autoimmune conditions. And I want to say those who actually have Hashimoto's or Graves, I have helped, as I mentioned, many people get off any kind of thyroid medication for their Graves and return, you know, to normal and not have any antibodies and have that condition completely go away. Those with Hashimoto's, some can get off their supplemental thyroid hormone, but please know if you've had this condition for a long time, there has been irreversible damage to your thyroid and you might need to be on supplemental thyroid the rest of your life. I don't call it medication because people get really concerned about, I'm on this medicine and I don't want to be on it. It's a hormone. It's like a diabetic type 1 who needs to be on insulin. This is a life-saving hormone that you're repleting. I don't have a thyroid. If I didn't take supplemental thyroid hormone, I would literally die. So I don't want people to beat themselves up if they need to be on some sort of supplemental thyroid hormone the rest of their life. You know, for most people, it takes 5 years to get diagnosed and 6 to 10 doctors. So this can be going on for people for a really long time before they're even alerted to it. But the good news is going through the program is going to help get the underlying causes of why you got in that boat in the first place. And those of us with autoimmunity are 3 times more likely to get another autoimmune disease. So even if we can't, you know, I can't suddenly grow back my thyroid, but hopefully I'm preventing myself from getting something even worse like lupus or MS or, you know, something of the sort. So I mostly want to, you know, certainly end by saying that there's absolutely hope. My goal is always to empower people. It's what I write about, is to give you knowledge of power and to give you ways to take back your health and to take control of the situation. And certainly in the Thyroid Connection, how to work with your doctor on selecting the right supplemental thyroid hormone for you and making sure you're getting the right test done.
Great. Thank you so much. A wealth of information, Dr. Amy Myers. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.